Hello and welcome. This file is called Piece of Art. And in this file, you are going to be turned into a piece of art. Now, this is one of my more extreme files, so make sure you're okay with being completely turned into a piece of art. And tortured with pleasure if you want to listen to this. If it's something you like to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a really nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes, take a deep breath in, let it out. Focus on my voice, make sure you're really comfortable. Begin to relax, letting go, and let's begin. So have you ever thought about being a pet? Not a specific pet role. Just a human pet, because if you think about it, there are quite a few similarities between being a pet and being in a trance. As a human pet, you give up responsibilities for a little while. You have someone who's taking care of you, keeps you safe, protects you, guides you, decides for you, so you don't have to worry. You don't have to do anything to decide anything, and can just enjoy the role. And hypnosis is pretty similar. You have the hypnotist who guides you, guiding you into trance, guiding your thoughts, guiding you through fantasies, through ideas, through stories, so that you can let go, be carefree. Nothing for you to do, to decide. Just flow with the story in a deep, comfortable trance, while the hypnotist takes care of you, keeps you safe and guides you. So, as you can see, the basic mental state has quite a few similarities. And in this induction, I will use the idea of being my pet and the interaction between you as my pet and me as your owner, just for this trance, just for the duration of this file, to guide you into a deep trance and maybe into a deep pet mindset. Now, if you haven't already, close your eyes, listen to my voice, and just imagine whatever I describe to you. Just play along, and soon you will be in a deep and wonderful state of trance. And now I want you to imagine us in a room together. I am sitting in a comfortable armchair, and maybe you can imagine yourself kneeling on a comfortable kneeling pillow next to the chair, so that I can easily scratch your head and pet you whenever I want. Just imagine how it would feel. How it would feel to be petted. And while you imagine the sensation, also imagine the pet state of mind. Because if you're just a pet for a little while, and during this trance, you are my little pet, you are completely free of all responsibilities, free of all cares, free of all worries. You never have to decide anything. You can just be for as long as you are a pet, being carefree, being happy, being worry-free, just a good little pet. And while you imagine this state of mind, feeling so good, so safe,
cared for. Just feel me petting you, scratching your head, your neck, holding you, so you know that you are safe, that I take good care of you, and you can let go, letting go of all cares, all worries, all stress, and just relax deeper and deeper into the state of mind. Or maybe you would go even deeper into the state of mind if you imagine that I sit on a couch, a nice comfortable couch, and you are laying on the couch, your head on my lap, one hand patting your head, another scratching your back. Just imagine it, relaxing on a comfortable couch, resting your head on my lap, while I pet you, while I take good care of you, making you feel so safe, so peaceful, more and more relaxed with every scratching, with every petting, with every word I say, just fading away into this wonderful state of deep relaxation. Just letting go, drifting away, because you know that you're safe here, that I take good care of you, protecting you, so you can let go and sink deeper and deeper into this wonderful relaxation, fading away more and more with each and every second that passes, just letting go, focusing more and more on my voice, on a sensation of safety and comfort, warmth and heaviness that are spreading throughout your entire body, making you feel better and better with every second that passes. So warm, so safe, so comfortable, just letting go and enjoying being held, being scratched, being petted, being taken care of. Just a cool little pet, just fading away into this amazing feeling of comfort, this wonderful, peaceful sensation, relaxing more and more. Just a good little pet, deeper and deeper. And now I'm going to count down slowly from 20 to 0. And with each and every number, you sink deeper and deeper into this pet state of mind, more and more filled with comfort, with relaxation, with warmth and peace, feeling better and better. 20, letting go, fading away. 19, sinking deeper and deeper. 18, feeling so safe on my lap. 17, as I hold you and pet you and take good care of you. 16, feeling so warm, so wonderful, so heavy. 15, such a good little pet. 14, so safe, knowing I take good care of you. 13, scratching your head, scratching your back. 12, and the couch is so soft, so comfortable. You feel so good. 11, as you sink deeper into this bad state of mind. 10, letting go deeper and deeper. 9, feeling so, so safe, so warm, so peaceful. 7, just fading away into deep relaxation. 6, deeper and deeper with every number. 5, feeling so safe, so peaceful, knowing I take good care of you. 4, and you just enjoy being so lazy, just relaxing, being petted and scratched, taken care of. 3, just relaxing, fading away, feeling so sleepy and lazy and comfortable. 2, so relaxed, so comfy, so warm and heavy. 1, as I pet you more, you just fade away with 0. So deep, so comfortable, and with every gentle petting, you just sink deeper and deeper and even deeper into a state of deep trance.
And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice, and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every single word I say, now it's time. Time to experience a little fantasy. Now before we begin to immerse you in the fantasy, we are going to make sure that you will always be safe, because this fantasy is going to be an intensive one. And if at any point it becomes too intense, too much for you, or in any way negative, you will find that you instantly and automatically wake back up again. That's right. You will instantly wake back up again, knowing that it was just a little fantasy and that you are absolutely safe. You will be completely back. You will be completely aware that you are safe and back in the real world. And because you know that you will always be safe, it will be very, very easy to immerse yourself deeply in this fantasy, just letting go completely and immersing yourself fully in this fantasy. Experience it just the way you experience a dream. And you know how a dream feels completely real, for as long as you are in the dream. The dreamer doesn't know that he's dreaming a dream. And in the same way, I want you to let go and allow yourself to experience this fantasy just like a dream, just as something real. And you might find that the more I describe what's going on and what is happening to you, the more you see it, the more you feel it, the more you let go of your real physical body and immerse yourself deeply and completely in this fantasy. And now we're ready to begin. I want you to imagine everything I tell you. Just let go and play along. And this story begins with you becoming aware. You're able to think, and everything around you is black. You feel, you try to feel your body, but
but there's nothing there. There's nothing to feel, as if your entire body is packed into cotton. Nothing to feel, no sensation at all, and apparently it's impossible to move to. You panic a little bit. You're trapped in darkness, trying to open your eyes, and even that is impossible. You're just trapped there in darkness, locked into nothingness, and you don't know for how long. You're just floating along in this space, and you find that being free from any input has an interesting effect on you, as your thoughts just flow along, just float without any distraction. And then, suddenly, without you opening your eyes, there's light. You can see something, a shaky picture, and you see it through your eyes, and yet it's not through your eyes. It feels like you're watching something recorded by a video camera. You're confused. You don't know what's going on. And then you hear something, hear a voice. Hello? Can you hear me? Ah, that's good. Don't worry. You can't talk right now. But I'm going to explain everything to you. The camera moves a little bit, and you can see that it's in a big room. It's a cupola-shaped room, and the floor and the ceiling are glowing in a gentle white light. You can see something in the middle, but you're quite a bit away. The room is really big, really large. And as the camera slowly walks up to the middle, you can see a pillar with something on it in the middle of the room. And as you get closer, you begin to make out what it is. On the pillar is some glass container, and within the glass container you see a brain floating. This is your brain. We have removed it and rewired it. We rewired all of your nerves, and now we can stimulate any nerve input we want. We can make any nerve of your former body feel anything we want. We can make you see what we want, and hear what we want, and feel what we want. Your mind is spinning for a little bit. Is that really you? Above the pedestal, you see a hologram of a brain floating in the air, and the camera has tilted up a little bit. And while you panic, while you try to make sense of what's going on around you, you see colors lighting up in this brain. You hear the voice. This is your mental activity. Whenever you think, you can see it on this hologram. But that's not all. Now let me explain the real beauty of this place. The camera walks around the pedestal and a few meters on, and there's something that looks like a piano with a chair standing next to it. You see a hand reaching into the picture and pressing one of the keys of the piano, and at the same moment you feel an explosion of pleasure in your body. You feel pleasure, lust, desire exploding within you, arousing you, and they let go. And you've seen something else in the moment where the pleasure blinded you. It's still happening. You see colors and patterns flitting across the floor and the ceiling. The whole room seems to be a big display. You hear the voice explaining. Your lust and your pleasure is represented in those patterns. And when someone plays with you, plays with your lust, stimulates all of your senses with desire, with lust, with arousal, you can see it all around us, you can hear it all around us, and people can enjoy the beauty of it. You are confused. What did they do to you? Why did they do it to you? You have so many questions. but there's nothing you can do because you have no way to communicate. You have no way to ask these questions, no way to speak. You're trapped in here, just a brain in a jar, and yet so much more. And then everything around you grows dark and quiet again, completely dark and quiet for quite a while. And then you hear a voice again telling you that this is a big premiere. People are here. People have come to watch you, to enjoy the piece of art you have become. And today is a big premiere. And that's why there's a video camera that will show you, even overlaid with other pictures, you will see what's going on in there, how the audience reacts. And they turn it on, and you can see it. You can see the room. You can see all the people dressed in evening clothes, standing there. Some are interested, looking at your brain. You feel a little bit naked and exposed. You almost have to laugh about it. And you just watch, completely stunned and dazzled, watching the people, waiting for what is to come. And then you see someone walking up to the piano, sitting down, and you can hear the silence in the room, and they begin to play, and you feel explosions of pleasure from all over your body. Amazing sensations, the pleasure swooping you away, washing you away, swooping you off your feet if you had any, exploding in your mind, more and more pleasure, building and building with every keystroke. You feel every nerve in your body stimulated more and more. And at the same time, you can see the colors swirling around the room, colors and patterns swirling all around them. You hear sounds swirling all around them. And you can see the audience reacting to it. You can see the audience awing and ooing. You can hear it. You can hear them, see them, as the pleasure builds and builds. And then something shifts. You can hear erotic sounds too. You can see erotic scenes too. They invade your mind as a player pushes the right keys. The visions, the pictures, the images, the sounds forced into your mind. There's nothing you can do about it. As your pleasure increases even more, grows even more. And you know, you just know that if you had a body, you already had a dozen orgasms. As the pleasure builds and builds and builds, you become aware that the audience is reacting to it too. You see the audience. You see what they're doing, how the pleasure overwhelms them, how the feedback overwhelms them. And as you see it, as you see what effect you have on them, it makes you so happy, it makes you even more aroused, gives you even more pleasure. And the patterns and shapes and colors swirl even faster. The weird spherical sounds become even more intense. The audience becomes even more aroused, and that makes you feel even better. And the sounds, the music, the pleasure, it almost feels like music in your head, builds and builds and builds. You feel pleasure from all parts of your body building more and more. You can see all the people around you becoming more and more aroused, more and more horny, more and more needy, overwhelmed by lust, overwhelmed by desire. You can see it. You can see it in their faces, how aroused they are, how horny they are, as it builds and builds and builds. And then, finally, you feel it. You see the player playing even harder, the crescendo of the song. And you feel it as you lose yourself in orgasmic bliss, as the whole hall explodes in lights and sounds, and you can see, you're barely aware, but you can feel it, that everyone in there has an orgasm with you. A massive mutual orgasm that feeds back to you, that makes your mind explode with more and more pleasure, completely overwhelming you as you keep orgasming, as you keep coming, as orgasm after orgasm after orgasm washes over you. As your mind almost overloads with pleasure, with lust, with desire. And then everything fades away into darkness. Fading away into darkness. And you know you will stay in the darkness until the next show. And the next. And the next. Because that is your life. As a living piece of art. To suffer incredible pleasure and mind-blowing orgasms, to create beauty for the people who watch you. And then you suddenly wake up and find that you're in your bed and it was all just a dream. Maybe it was a nightmare, or maybe it was a sweet, sweet dream. And now I'm going to count you back out again. And you will find that as I count you back out of this trance, you will wake up again and you will have a vivid memory of what happened to you. And maybe you will find that for the next few days, the fantasies of being a piece of art will stay with you, will arouse you, and will live on in your fantasy, growing, expanding, and giving you a lot of pleasure. And now it's time to wake up again. I'm going to count up from 1 to 10, and when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful. 1, slowly coming back, 2, more and more awake, 3, more and more alert, 4, as you wake back up again, 5, halfway here, already so alert, awake, aware, 6, waking up completely, 7, pulse, breathing, blood pressure, all your vital signs are normalizing. 8, take a deep breath in with me now, and let it out, and wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, and 9, stretch yourself, enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer, and with the next number, you'll be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful, and 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware, welcome back. As usual, I greatly appreciate all feedback. Please feel free to write some, or send any thoughts, suggestions, or comments you might have. You can contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. Thank you for listening and goodbye.